All right, we are live with another thrilling, amazingly entertaining episode of Kiwi and Picasso.
Fantastic. I am Picasso, your co-host, and welcome to the show.
Yep. Get your entertainment here. Please don't listen to anyone else. We're the only people you should listen to. We're your new parents.
Exactly. So remember to donate to us. That is the first thing we're going to open up this podcast with. And we need to tell you guys something. So before we started this podcast, here's the surprise. We were talking beforehand. So some of this didn't get recorded on purpose, of course. But we were talking about how that I wasn't sure if somebody I know likes me or not, basically. If they want to, like, go out or something, you know. So here's the thing. We were talking about, like, signals. And Matt here said something really funny. He was talking about how that I wouldn't pick up on signals. So, Matt, what were you saying?
My name's Kiwi, and...
That's
God
right.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Way to go, Darren, a.k.a. Picasso.
You want to start over?
No, let's go from here.
All right.
All right.
Well, guys.
Way to go. And remember, we were talking about how if someone wants to know our real names, just listen to episode one. No, just listen to the latest episode.
I feel like it's going to be a recurring thing. Like, what do you call that? Not really a motif, but just a running gag. Like, we have the name of the show being Kiwi and Picasso, but we're not even calling each other Kiwi and Picasso half the time. Or rather, it's me not saying Kiwi.
Your mama has a running ball gag.
I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what a ball gag is?
No, what's that?
Ball
Oh, you mean the thing from Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, what that guy wears.
Yeah, your father, that's right.
Yours.
No, yours.
Yours.
Oh, that's funny, because in the description this time I could put something along the lines of, we talk about blank, to blank. To each other's fathers. Just to give it a little bit of spice, you know, just to spice up this episode.
Spicy. This video is going to be on the Spice Channel.
Spice Channel? What's that?
It's like Playboy Channel, but I don't know the difference.
Is it run by the Spice Girls?
Yeah, probably. we used to get the Spice Channel here. By that, you have to pay a special subscription package deal. And it's like, who wants that? It's the day of the internet.
Right. So, who runs the Spice Channel? Hugh Hefner? Well, not anymore.
George Soros.
Really? Or are you saying that because he's Jewish?
Because he's Jewish and he runs the world.
Oh, okay. That's not really what I meant. But if you say so, then... I guess I can't argue with that.
All right. So to get back on topic.
to get back on topic. Signals, yes. So tell me what you were telling me just a few minutes ago about how that well, first of all, let me just give some background for the people. So I was asking Kiwi here about some signals that I was wondering if they were being sent out to me. And he was talking about how that he still he himself isn't sure about signals either. And so that's really about it. And so whenever I ask if like oh, do you think that she's into me, you know, then Kiwi here, this motherfucker, he says something along the lines of, I of course it's not him himself, but he's like, she could have her legs open. She could have her legs open saying, come fuck me, daddy, you know, something like that. and still be like, what? I don't understand. Are you trying to send me a signal or something? And I'd be over here like, you gotta be joking. You gotta be kidding. There's no way you're telling the truth. You're about to get up and say, ha ha, gotcha. So, as I was mentioning, another friend of mine, he also had, a long time ago, he was asking me for dating advice. This was a long time ago, and I didn't have dating advice to give. You know, I wasn't an expert. So my friend, he was, this really hurt. He was like, wait a minute, why am I asking you for dating advice? I'm like, damn, that hurt. That's a blow to the face, and not in a good way.
Your mama blows my face. She blows Squid because he has a dick nose.
That's funny. I mean, it's kind of like your father, who also has a dick nose, but yours. But that's the thing, though. Everybody already knew that you are related to Squidward, because if anybody here looks at a photo of you, they'll say, that's Squidward. And you'll say, no, that's Kiwi. See, you're about to say no, but that's because you yourself yourself think that you do not look like, or think that you do look like Squidward. I don't know. I ran off topic there for a sec. So, so we were just discussing discussing Kenneth Copeland, who's a televangelist. I'm not sure if you guys know, but it was
Jesus
brought to my
Christ,
attention.
We didn't even finish talking about Signals. You're just leaping on to him.
Oh, well, for fuck's sake, what do you want to say about it? We already pretty much discussed it.
Well, what do you want to know about Signals? You think they should... Well, I think that if it's a bit too overt and on the nose, it could be a trap. Like, come fuck me, baby. It's like, I think you're joking. I'm going to go to your house and there's going to be cameras and Ashton Kutcher or Chris Hansen.
Exactly. That's what I said. Minus Chris Hansen and Ashton Kutcher. Speaking of which, Ashton Kutcher's show was canceled. It's sad.
Which one's Netflix that? Getting a lot 2.5 Men? That.
No, The Ranch. 2.5 Men got canceled like 5 years ago. Four years ago.
Oh, right. Yes!
I just imagine a comment kind of being like, ha, what a nerd. He actually corrected himself to the correct year. Like, who knows whenever 2.5 Men got canceled. I stopped watching it 10 years ago. Ha, ha, ha. But, yeah, so it's true. Like, it's like if it's not obvious enough, then you just don't know. But then if it's too obvious, it's like, where's Ashton Kutcher? Bring him out, please. Have you ever been through a situation like that? Give some personal experience.
I'm trying to think. Have I ever been publicly pranked or set up like that in person?
You should look you up. Send me the YouTube link.
I don't think it's done on camera, and I don't think I've ever had an experience like that in real life.
Yeah, your mother wasn't done on camera either.
Nope.
She was like me, off camera.
Reminds me of an episode of Malcolm in the Middle, the season where Francis is in Alaska and his elderly workmate says, I've got a mail order bride from Russia. And they've been hyping it up, getting them ready for the marriage. And when she finally appears, it's a blow-up doll.
I remember that. That was really cool. Malcolm in the Middle was a really good show.
Yeah, it's one of those shows that I've watched every episode at least twice. Have you ever watched...
Me too, assuming... Have I ever watched it? Yeah, many times, man.
What TV shows have you watched every episode at least twice?
King of the Hill, for sure. At least twice? It's kind of a hard one. For the most part, as I mentioned last time, I mainly just watch shows once, same for movies. But let me just think about that one for a bit. Maybe Rugrats. I don't know about every episode, but for the most part, definitely. How about yourself?
The only ones that I can say for certainty is Ed, Edd n Eddy and Malcolm Middle. Every episode, seen at least twice, because I actually went out of my way to watch every episode at least twice. Not at the same time span, but you know what I mean. Over time, like 1 year I watch every episode, and maybe a few years later I watch every episode again.
Right, that's what I meant by King of the Hill. Like, last time I watched it all the way through was probably like 2017. Something like that. I really don't remember. Just got to the point where I was like, I'm gonna just watch the episodes I don't remember as well.
Yes, it's a good one.
Yes, it is, and, as I sent you a photo earlier, So by that photo, I feel like that's a really good idea, that to have Tom Hanks as Hank Hill, Matthew McConaughey as Boomhauer, Neil Patrick Harris as Dale, and David Kroetschner, I believe his name is, as Bill. Like, that's just a really good idea. It's Don't you agree?
Yeah. It could be interesting. It could be cool. Like a live-action edition of King of the Hill.
Well, at least for sure.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Question would be, who would be Bobby? Not me.
You. I'm on King of the Hill tea.
See, people don't understand that I created a teehee, I believe it is. A teehee. But yeah. The thing is, you always say it, so people are going to be like, hey, that's Kiwi's thing.
Nope, I'm saying this right now, that's Picasso's catchphrase. I like to use it from time to time. Just to, if I'm like quoting him or pretending to be Picasso, I'll use teehee to let people know I'm actually impersonating him, not being myself.
That's why you do it?
Yes, I don't do it to try and be you. I do it so I can let people know that I'm trying to impersonate you.
I just thought it was funny or something. Jeez.
Tee-hee.
Oh, I just got 3 eliminations in a row. That's great. Yeah, so I don't know what the girl... I'll update you guys eventually. I mean, it'll happen at some certain point, but we'll just have to see. Because, I mean, it's kind of hard to pick up the signals from Matt's mother, so.
Nope. With your mother, it's very clear what she wants. There's no subtlety here, no nuance. It's just a bang me, Kiwi, bang me until the sun rises. Can we go to Iceland or something where the sun doesn't rise for 6 months?
I guess you're right in the sense that you said no, referring to your mother being very obvious about her signals. So that is correct. I agree with that.
Really, your mom is a whore.
Well... stop that.
What is that?
Very wrong. All the time, every time I need it. For those of you that don't know, that is Green Day's All the Time. And it's fantastic.
He listens to it all the time.
Who does?
You!
My name is Picasso.
All right,
Picasso.
Asshole.
You.
I pick your mama's ass. Oh!
Nope. That's not true at all. I do not believe that you know the truth. You believe that, lies. That's what it's called. I couldn't remember the word for lies.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
But I can remember that your mother's face is a lie.
Yours.
Oh, snap. That's a really cool burn. I'm really good at burning stuff. I mean, kind of like how I burned your mother's vagina from banging it so hard.
Nope.
Yeah, there's so much friction. Yeah, it's true. So I must say, you guys, I'm very proud that our podcast is available on Apple Podcasts now. Not that Apple is one of my favorites, but rather that it's such a popular podcast provider.
Yep, and we are a popular podcast.
Not yet, but we're getting there.
We're getting there, man. I have seen our YouTube videos explode with popularity. I think last time I checked, we're at like 3 views for 1 video.
That's amazing.
Three whole people. Some people don't take a chance to sit back and analyze, interpret what that means. Three people. Three, count them.
Better
three
than 36. 36 referring to 36 sticks.
In a row?
Yeah. That's it. And your mama.
Yours.
See, I like impersonating your accent because it's just so fucking ridiculous.
What do you mean a ridiculous accent?
Nobody in Hollywood sounds like that.
Well, where do you think we are? We're not in Hollywood.
Yeah, but even Hugh Jackman. Even Hugh Jackman took away his accent. Even Gary Oldman's accent's gone. It's like they understood. They were like, yeah, this accent sucks.
Yeah, one thing
like, let's be American.
One thing to notice in old movies, like 30s, 40s, is they have similar accents. It's the transatlantic accent, and you're usually taught it in acting school. That's why they all talk a particular way.
Yeah, I was sad about that. I was like, why the fuck do they all sound the same? Like, they just sound like that. I don't know. They just don't have the same accents anymore. It's crazy. They're like, mm, yeah, wow. Oh, frankly, my dear, I do not give one damn. It just sounds like bullshit. Like, it's like they're all from Britain or something. Except not.
This suit is black, not.
This suit is black. Not. Oh, man. That's fantastic. I love Borat. I mean, I don't love him personally, but he's definitely a fantastic film.
Yeah. One funny thing is when he meets those cool dudes in, like, their van or something, he's talking to them about Pamela. Oh, no, not Pamela. They console him, and it's really sweet. And then when the movie comes out, they realize that he's just an actor, and they got dupes. They actually, like, threaten to sue him or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not talking about the Pentecostals? The church that they go to?
No. Well, maybe they try to sue them too. Or maybe the bed and breakfast. You made it seem like we have Jewish cockroaches here.
What? Jewish cockroaches? That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, keep listening to the podcast. We're going to say stupider things.
I don't know. Jewish cockroaches is pretty stupid. Like cockroaches, first of all, they can't die. Second of all, they can't have their own religion. They're cockroaches. That's giving human features to an inanimate object, but to an animal, basically, which is basically the same thing as personification or anthropomorphism.
Well, how do you know animals don't have a religion? Some might do.
Maybe humans.
Humans
are animals.
Horses worship your mama because she treats them well. Treats them very well. Illegally well.
Ooh, snap.
She treats those like, equine very fine.
It's like that movie, Zoo. The one about the man that bangs a horse.
Yeah.
That's your father.
Yours. Based on a true story. Yours.
Yours. Your mama doesn't bang horses. Your mama bangs horses with guns. Pow. Oh, man, that's fantastic. So, I guess we can go to Kenneth Copeland now, though, because we're kind of off signal. Okay, so...
Yeah, we tried to talk about signals, and then we got distracted by, like, bestiality. As you do.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't everyone get distracted by bestiality from time to time, you know?
Your mother does. She just wanted to buy something off eBay. Next thing you know, she's looking at the biggest horse dicks in the world. And she's like,
Well, your mother starts out looking for Jesus. And then she ends up on Horses Gone Wild.
Yours. Now your mother's on all the government databases. Even ISIS. You know, ISIS.
You know, one time, some friends of mine and I were prank calling. We were prank calling some people. Just random numbers, friends, just random people. I believe also on Craigslist. And one thing I say, it was like, hey, I saw your ad for Chicken Fucker. I said Chicken Fucker. And then I just hung up.
Oh, like South Park.
South Park.
You know South Park, Chicken Fucker, Chicken Lover, whatever?
No, like the Devil's Rejects.
Oh.
Yeah, like, you ain't gonna fuck these chickens, are you? Yeah. It's like, do I look like a chicken fucker to you?
Do I look like I know what a JPEG is?
All I want is a picture of a goddamn hot dog. Do I look like I know what a JPEG is? All I want is a picture of a goddamn hot dog. That's great. So, another time I was prank calling, and what happened was I just blanked on what to say, because I was like, hello, and they're like, hello. And I'm like, hey, so, I have your child. Then I just hung up. Then my friends were like, whoa, what the fuck?
I will find you, and I will kill you.
I panicked. I didn't know what to say, and then I said that. They were so scared and confused, and I'm like, oh, God. Like, that's not good. The times we had as kids.
Innocent kids.
Yeah, I was about 16 or 17.
18? You're first.
What? Is this Children of the Corn?
No. Yeah, prank calls. I remember one time, me and my best friend at the time, Edmund, he had a sleepover at my house, and we were supposed to leave the house to go biking. So my mum had gone next door to her grandmother's place, and we had told her we were going out, but we stayed at my house. And then, like, an hour after my mother went next door, we prank called, just calling up random numbers. And whenever a answering machine came on, we made, like, feminine moaning noises, like we're having orgasms or something.
Okay.
And one time we did that, my mother, we went out biking, then we came back. No, I went back by myself, and my mother's like, we got a call from someone's claiming that someone prank called them from this number. And I'm like, can't have been me, because I'd gone out, remember? You saw me and Edmund leave on the bikes. And she's like, yeah, well, I know it was you. Don't do that. And I'm like, God dang it. Or whatever I said.
Yeah, like, I don't know what kids say, like, darn it all the heck.
Oh, golly gee. Dang it. I'm sorry, Mama, I won't do it again.
Exactly, that's definitely what your mother says.
Nope, yours.
Yours, that's what you sound like.
That's what you sound you like.
You and your lady, you sound an ass. Yeah, you sound just like Liam Neeson. You'd be all like, I will find you, and I will kill you. don't ask me a Mo. You know Elmo.
From Simpsons?
Yeah, Sizzlak. Yeah, you know him. Well, personally, that's what you're going to say.
Personally, yes. Just kidding. Gotta quickly say, just kidding. Before you're like, oh my god, you miss him, what was he like?
I wouldn't say that, he's too ugly to know about.
Your mum is too ugly to know about, that's why I bang her without getting to know her.
That's not something to brag about.
I'm not bragging, that's just the fact of the matter, I'm just stating facts. True facts!
Well, it's still not something to brag about, you're bragging about being an ugly lady? What the hell's wrong with you?
Because it's your mama. It's something I can brag about to all my friends.
What friends? Good old Edwin, right?
Well,
shout out to Edwin.
Edmund, and he moved away in 2007.
Oh, yeah?
He went to Australia. The sad part is, we were best friends. And he didn't tell me. I had to learn from one of his stoner friends from middle school. Because I didn't go to his middle school. So I had to learn from one of those guys. He says, oh my god, he moved away and tell me. Some best friend he is.
Yeah. He's definitely your best friend.
So I guess
what a good friend.
I guess we can segue into this topic. You know, so-called best friends that aren't best friends. They betray you. They're not very good friends. Toxic friends. Got any
of those? Never had one of those. Nope. They're all great. All my friends are fantastic. I mean, except for one of my friends. His name is Matt. He's a fucking asshole.
Oh, he's pretty cool. I mean, this is just what I've heard.
I heard from
Darren's mother that he's actually a pretty cool guy.
You mean a fun guy?
Yep, not mushroom forever.
Yeah, strawberry fields forever. Bitch. Strawberry fields forever.
I bang your mama in the strawberry fields.
The only thing you bang is your foot on the... on a table, I don't know.
Nope.
I should play Paul Rudd in the movie. That'd be cool.
Speaking of banging my frickin' fist on the frickin' desk, playing Monster Hunter World, and I'm feeling like I want to quit the game because it's just grinding, grinding, grind, and the game isn't very grind-friendly. Like, you have to go out of your way to hunt things, and it's just a bit bothersome, and it's getting to the point where I'm just not having fun playing the game anymore. I'm not saying that I'm quitting the game, I'm probably just going to take a break, probably play something else. And I can see why people put hundreds of hours into this game, because it takes you hundreds of hours to actually get to a good spot where you feel comfortable doing things.
Right. Did you know that your mother bangs me?
No. I didn't know that because it doesn't happen.
What a funny sentence. That was very funny and very amusing. I think that I like that a lot.
It's comical because it's in jest.
Shut the fuck up.
It's comical because it's in jest, yes.
That always reminds me of that scene from I think Dogma, where Jay's like, you shut the fuck up. Or maybe it's Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. It was one of those two. And like somebody's using like a lot of big words or something, or analyzing. I don't remember. And then Jay is like, you shut the fuck up! He just gets so tired of it. And just, that's the way I remember it anyway. I mean, it might have been about something else, but if it was, I don't know. But he was so angry for no reason. And it was just so funny. Remember that episode of Malcolm in the Middle where Dewey's like, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, to charm the babysitter.
Then he's like sleeping on the lap and hears all their secrets. Or is that a different episode?
I don't know. I don't know, but that kind of explains me whenever I'm with your mother.
Nope.
dance around like boop beep boop beep boop beep boo. And your mom was like, "Oh, I'm gonna bang you."
You sound just like you were when you were a child. I've got to poop beep boop beep poop beep poo. And people are like poo.
I mean, they would only say that about you.
Nope, this little boy Darren is a bitch.
Oh wait, I mean Kiwi.
Nope. Oh no, Kiwi. My secret identity is being blown. Like your mama blew my dick.
That's not true. She actually did not do that, and your mother did that to me.
Nope. Liar, liar, your mama's on fire.
See, that's not true. It's actually your mother that's on fire because she actually lives in the 1960s and she's African American.
Nope. I saw your mama in Mississippi burning. Guess what she was doing?
Your daddy. Well.
Nope.
Yep.
Always a lie.
It's never a lie.
Your mama sits at the back of the bus.
That's not how that goes. Yeah, your mama sits at the back of the oven.
That's your how mama sits at the back of the bang bus.
Your mama sits at the back of the gas chamber. Damn.
Yours.
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 Yours. That's what you sound like.
That's what you sound like. I'm perfect impersonation of yourself.
Well, you see, actually, that was an impersonation of you, but, so, about that Kenneth Copeland guy, which I've been trying to get started this whole fucking episode.
Who? Stuart Copeland, the drummer from The Police?
Oh, that's Pete Townshend. I'm kidding. I know, it's the Who. But no, Kenneth Copeland, he is a televangelist, and, He got some crazy eyes on this interview for Inside Edition. It was crazy. Like, if you look it up, oh, you're looking it up right now. Oh my God, yeah, you're so surprised. If you look it up though, it's really whack because his eyes just go all crazy. He's looking all like you know, his eyes all open and everything, and the lady's like she's asking him a question, and he's just like crazy and stuff. I don't know. And he just starts yelling at her, like, no, don't you ever say I did. You know, he's just so fucking angry. It's crazy. So, what do you have to say about that?
You said whack. What are you, black?
Not usually, but I mean, if you punch me in the face, I'll probably turn black.
Oh. Blackface.
Howdy. Well, I meant like black eye, but like blackface.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did the crazy eyes. I was scared for my life.
Yeah, like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, Robert Down Syndrome Jr.
Nope.
Yep.
Now you gotta be politically correct nowadays. You can't say Down Syndrome.
Trisomy 21. Ooh. The medical prognosis. The chromosome. Trisomy 21. That's Down
Syndrome. Is that Dave?
Yes, remember?
No, that's Dave.
Yeah, that's Dave. He had Trisomy 21 because he was Down Syndrome.
Dave's not here, man.
Hey, have I told you about Dave? Like, the rise and fall of him? Well, I can't be bothered telling you the rise. I'll tell you the fall. Let's get straight to the good part. No one cares about backstory for a nobody. So I'll tell you this. There was this chick on that. Her name was Jasmine. She is from, what's that Serbian country? Like, Herzegovina or something? Fled during the Yugoslav wars in the 90s. And she moved to Ireland, okay? Well, she's talking to Dave on Kick, and I've got her on Kick, and she told me that she was talking to Dave on Kick. This sounds like a gossip story you'll hear at a hairdresser's. But the thing is, though, she was talking to Dave on Kick, and for some reason, he appeared on the screen. He must have hit that button to start a video chat. So Jasmine saw what Dave looked like. Surprised she hadn't seen him before, because I had, because he looks ugly as shit on Facebook. And she's like, oh my god, he looks old. He had like a mustache. He looked old. Like, holy shit. And I'm like, damn. He's really letting himself go. I mean, he looked like a faggot before. Now he looks like an old faggot. And that's
the one time that you wish that the joke, Dave's not here, man, were true. Because you don't want Dave to be there if he looks like that.
Yeah. And she didn't want him there either. It's like, what the hell? I feel betrayed. I feel like I was talking to someone closer to my age, but he looks like he's in his 30s. I don't think he is, but he looks like a frickin' pedo, even though she's, like, not underage at the time. But she felt betrayed, so she stopped talking to him. And then, sadly enough, after that, she stopped talking to me. She quit Kick, or at least blocked me, or stopped talking to me, or got busy with life.
So I guess the important thing for our listeners to know is that online chat rooms are basically just the drama of the internet.
Yes.
Drama that does not take place in life, in real life. Internet, although it can overlap.
Internet relationships are also the bane of existence. It can be, you know, it's long distance. It could be artificial. You can lie about your emotions. They're not there in person to, you know, look into your eyes and see if you're telling the truth or not.
True, that is true, but I mean, they could if it was on webcam, but I'm sure it's easier to lie over that than it is to say it in person.
Of course. And more about Dave, exploitation is also a real concern of online relationships, because Dave, I wouldn't say he was in a relationship, but he was like e-married to Taylor, aka Ema Zalma, and from what I heard from her, he was trying to, what's that word?
Bang her?
Yeah, basically, he was...
blackmail her?
Grooming her, that's right. Trying to become her intimate friend, and talk nudes out of her. Well, luckily she's... Well, not luckily, but she happened to be smart enough to know that he was grooming her, and called him out. I was like, what the hell? Why are you, you know, trying to get me to take my clothes off? Because Taylor made a selfie of her in her, like, bathing suit, like what she wears going to the beach and such. And she's like, Dave kept asking me for, because I told him that I made a bathing suit selfie. And he's like, can I see? And it's like, Dave, I'm like 17. It's not legal here in Seattle or whatever, wherever she lived at the time. It's probably not legal where you live either. I don't remember where he lives.
No,
it's really creepy.
Child porn is classified as anyone that's under the age of 18 in a photograph or video, and that's only humans. So, like, if it's drawing, that is a loophole. Mm. So, so the thing is, in Texas, it's legal to have sexual intercourse. Who says that? What the fuck?
Relations.
Exactly.
I did not have relations with that woman.
Exactly.
Sure, Bill, sure.
It is legal. It is legal to have sexual relations with a woman or male even. I'm not sure if gay sex is legal nowadays. I'm pretty sure it's illegal in a few states, probably like Alabama. But, you know, nobody read. It's not enforced, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it is legal in Texas at least at the age of 17. Although in other states, I believe the age is 16, which is crazy. And I believe in Japan, out of all places, it's like 13, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. And people are saying, oh, Japanese, pedophiles, pedo-enablers. And it's like, that's silly. But then when you actually look at what they draw, what they fap to, it's like, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, pretty much.
These
Japanese.
Are children! In fact, they're probably like...
Well, they're not. They're
children.
Drawings.
It's like, god damn!
That's the thing, though. It's a very controversial topic, actually. Like, drawings. Like, the fucking Japanese. Like, those people would be the ones to figure that out. Which I believe in your country, it's illegal.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I'm not going to break the law to find out. I'm calling
right.
I'm doing a podcast from my prison cell. It's illegal.
That's funny, but yeah,
That's the thing, though. It's a very controversial topic. It's a gray area, and it's really bad because gray areas are, that's a thing, you know, like, because some people argue on one side that it encourages pedophilic acts, but on the other hand, other people argue nobody's being heard and there's no research to support otherwise. So really, it's one of those things that's just up in the air. Like, it's like, this can be a thing to keep pedophiles at hand, like, for them to live their life. But on the other hand, it's also really bad because, as I mentioned, the counter arguments, like, we don't know if that encourages acts like that in real life, which is on one hand bad, but what we do know is that, like, that would keep some of these people at hand, probably. I don't know. Beats me.
Yeah, the same argument can be made for, like, violence in video games. It encourages violence in real life, and it's like, well, sometimes it can, you know, keep people from actually doing things. Why kill people in real life when you can just kill people in Call of Duty?
Because it's a way of venting.
Yeah, it's a way of venting. Like,
right, and that's not healthy at all. I definitely do not, what's the word? I don't enforce it. That's not the right word, though. I don't encourage it.
Support?
Condone. That's the word I was looking for.
Yes.
I don't condone that at all because I've got a friend. His name is – I'm not going to say his name. But he is a friend of mine. And he basically he's very, very depressed that he can't get a girlfriend and stuff. And so this guy, he's always telling me. He's like hey, so basically he's really big into gaming. And I'm like, you really gotta stop that if you wanna, you know, get a girl. And he's like, but it's the only thing I have. And I'm like, you really gotta stop that if you wanna get a girl, man. Like, that's just not what they're into. I mean, maybe a few, but, you know, he really has high standards. It's incredibly hard to believe that he, who he is, he doesn't look that bad or anything. He's just a very boring person that just wants to play video games and, you know, girls are not into that.
Yeah.
So I'm always telling him, I'm like, bro, you got to change the way you live because this just isn't the way that you do that. And so, you know, I encourage him to be more social and stuff. He just doesn't do it. And so one of the things about it is he has these temper tantrums, you know, because he doesn't have a girlfriend. And because of that, the thing about it is he lashes out. Through, I believe he cries a lot, first of all. He's a crybaby. I know what you're thinking. But second of all, he tells me about, like, how he goes into Grand Theft Auto and just goes into the strip clubs and just kills everyone in there.
What the?
And I'm like, yeah. Exactly. He goes into the strip clubs in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
Video game, mind you. Yeah, no, not in real life. That's why I said Grand Theft Auto 4. And he just kills everyone in there. And I'm like, that's not healthy, Jared. Ah, fucking hell, I said his name.
Oh, Jared Fogle, the Subway guy, yeah.
No, that's a different guy.
He's got his own problems.
Yeah, he's got his own problems. The guy's in a lot of shit. But... yeah, so I'm always encouraging better behavior from this guy because he's just, I don't know, I don't want to see him become the next Eric Harris or Dylan Klebold, you know?
Yep, Dylan and Eric, comedy team.
They had their audience dead.
Dead laughing.
No, they weren't.
Yes, well, it helps to talk to people, like, not just friends and family, but trained psychologists who could possibly teach you a thing or two.
Well, the thing is, it's not me, and for him, I'm encouraging him to go to therapy all the time. And he always tells me, like, yeah, that's a good idea, and he hasn't done it. He has not gone. I'm like, ooh, that's not healthy for him. He told me that in 2 weeks he's going to be meeting up with this girl, and she's actually really good looking. But at the same time, I don't think that, like, they haven't talked on the phone or anything, so I feel like that whenever they meet, she's going to see who he is, and, you know, they're going to converse for a little bit, and she's going to be like, ew, you know, never mind, you know. Because he's just not that fun of a person to be around. Like, he's very he speaks with a monotone, so monotonous? Is that the word?
Yes.
Monotonous word?
A monotone voice.
Correct. So, yeah, he's just not that likable as an individual. So he always has trouble with the girls. And he was telling me about this time whenever he invited this girl over, and he just ran out of things to do, so he invited her to go on Chapter 11 with him. And, you know, or no, it was actually Omegle, rather. Omegle. And basically a ton of dicks, and she is scared away by him because she's like, yeah, I gotta go, you know. And so he never saw her again.
Still a bit of love story than Twilight.
I mean, you can say that all day long, but no, it's not. What do you think about Twilight?
I don't know. I've never read the books or watched the movies.
Really?
It's just the main bro. Everyone says it. Doesn't mean I know a thing about it.
It's really not that bad. I mean, it's not very good either, but it's probably better than 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shits of Grey.
Yeah. 50 Shits of your mother.
Nope. And I did read the first 50 Shades of Grey book just for the porn, and it wasn't that good. I've read better on XNXX.
What the fuck? You can read stuff on XNXX?
Well, back in the day. Back when I was a young, inspiring student.
Back when you were reading porn? What the fuck? Who does that? Who the fuck reads porn?
Well, I do. When I cybersex your mother, I have to read it.
What a fucking nerd.
It's the intellectual way of banging, which is much better than the so-called intellectual way, which is cuckoldry. You should be studying while your girlfriend gets banged by Tyrone.
Is that really supposed to be the intellectual way?
Yeah. That's what they tell us, but no one's falling for it.
Yeah, I'm not falling for it.
It's like, my girlfriend wants sex, but I'm going to let Tyrone bang her and get back to Fortnite.
Yeah, it's kind of bad. I definitely do not agree with that. So, that's a good controversial topic. So, what the fuck? that's a very big what the fuck kind of moment. Why would you let somebody do that?
I know, right? You know, it's all about loyalty and trust. Like, how can I trust you? And besides...
Exactly.
Do you even want her after she's been done doing that with Tyrone? I wouldn't.
I mean, it's kind of far. I mean, I wouldn't, but it's kind of far, though. I mean, some people probably take offense to that. Women be like, yeah, women's rights and stuff, you know. So, I mean, it's more so about the character than the actual act. Because, you know, if that happened beforehand, I mean, that's not as bad. Still, you know, this basically shows that you're dating a hoe.
Of course. And you've got women that are all embracing their sexuality and going, I can sleep with whoever I want. And then they're like, where are all the good men? It's like, well, first start being a good woman. You act like a hoe, you get treated like a hoe.
Pretty much.
Kind of like that that saying, a key that can open many locks is a good key, but a lock that can be opened by many keys is a shitty lock.
That's terrible.
Words to treasure, keep close to your heart.
You have a lock. Are you sure that's not supposed to be metaphorical?
It is a metaphor. Don't take it seriously. You're about to bang a woman? Okay, baby, where's the lock? You're the gatekeeper, I'm the keymaster.
Yeah,
oh yeah, did you
definitely
hear?
Not what I meant.
Did you hear that they're doing the Ghostbusters video game remastered? That's pretty cool. I played the original back in the day, and you weren't there. It's a Megadeth song, but yeah, I played the original back when we had Blockbusters, and now they're doing a remastered, so you can play it again.
I can't wait for the new movie.
What?
Ghostbusters movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're doing a sequel to the reboot?
No, it's a sequel to the original.
Oh. I thought I read somewhere that Dan Aykroyd said that Ghostbusters video game is basically the third movie, but it's not a movie. Well, let's get a third movie. Bit difficult now with What's-His-Face dead. Howard Ramis. Is that who died?
It's not that difficult. Yeah, it's who died, but it's not that difficult. I mean, it's just that's one person out of, like, a, what, four-person crew.
Hopefully they don't get all political on us, like, oh, let's have a few females doing it, you know, girl power. Which, you know, I honestly don't mind. Remember that cartoon, the Extreme Ghostbusters or something? They had females.
Well, I mean, I don't really mind that, but if they cross over with the reboot, that would suck. Because it's clearly set in a different universe.
Exactly. A shitty universe.
Well, I mean, I kind of liked the movie. It wasn't that bad. It definitely deserves its, like, what, 5 out of 10. Like, that's not that bad. It's just not good.
Yeah, and I've heard reports, but there was a guy, a famous, like, YouTuber, and he usually reviews movies, and he refused to watch the Ghostbusters reboot because he knew he wasn't going to like it, so why bother watching it? And people gave him flack and said, you're sexist, you just don't want to watch it because it's got female in it. And he's like, nope, it's because I just won't like it. And people are saying, way to go, you don't feel compelled to watch it. You can choose not to if you know you're not going to like it. And that's usually what parents would say. You don't like a video game, don't play it. You don't like this TV show, don't watch it. You don't like this movie, don't watch it. If you know you're not going to like it, then don't watch it.
Well, anybody saying that you're not watching something because you're a sexist, well, they're just an idiot. That's really what it boils down to. Like, you just gotta correct them. Just be like, no, you're a stupid motherfucker because I clearly stated I just don't want to watch the movie. But there are cases where that is not true, where the person is a sexist, and they're just using it for excuse. So that does happen.
Yeah.
So it's, because I mean, you can't say anything all the time. But you can't say anything for, well, yeah, I guess it goes both ways. You can't say anything to apply it all the time because it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, yeah.
But you always have your exceptions.
Yeah, you don't have to be an absolute, like a frickin', what, Sith Lord or something. You can have shades of grey. Sometimes even 50 of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your mother has plenty of shades of gray with all the men.
Nope.
Yeah, your mother took a trip to Africa. She came back and she was white. She was white whenever she left. But then she came back even paler. People said, hey, how the hell did your skin get so white? She said, oh, it's probably just from the... Probably because it got bleached from all the semen.
Nope.
Yeah, everybody said, oh, okay, that explains it. She said, yep, I'm a hoe.
Your mother visited uncontacted tribes in Africa. The first contact they had with outside people were sexy encounters with your mother.
See, that's not true at all. That also gives the wrong impression because it's actually your mother. And second of all, that gives the natives the wrong impression about the world. Have you ever seen the movie The Gods Will Provide?
Nope.
It's about some Africans. And these Africans, they find this, I believe it's a glass Coke bottle. I believe, no, it's The Gods Must Be Crazy. That's the name of it. The Gods Must Be Crazy. And it's about this African. He's a part of a tribe. And he's actually a real tribalman. And they just got him for this movie because, you know, he's a starving African.
Yes, of course.
So he, yeah, I mean, I think he died at like 50-something. But, yeah, so he finds this this bottle. It falls out of the sky, I believe from like an airplane or something like that. It's really interesting because it falls out of an airplane. These people, they just think, what the hell? Did God just give us a gift? So they look at it, they're like, the fuck is this shit? And it's a glass Coke bottle. And you know, they can't read or anything, so they don't know what this is. So then they use it, you know, like they use it to, I never saw the movie, by the way. I'm just going based on what I've heard. So that could be a little bit off, but they use it to like for example, as a tool. So, for example, they're using it to like, not magnify the sun, but like, you know how you use a magnifying glass to concentrate the sun into one ray.
Yes. Like, yeah, that Simpsons like episode.
Fire. I don't remember that Simpsons episode because there's like 500 of them.
It's the one where Homer wants to leave, so he goes to an oil rig with Lenny. We did it! Let's raise our goggles and triumph! And, and their sun visors, there's goggles, magnify the sun's rays, and it sets fire to an ant, and it runs into an anthill. All these burning ants come out, they run into the oil, and it sets the thing on fire.
Right, that's exactly what I'm trying to say, except not ants. I never saw the movies, I don't know what they use it for. I think it's for cooking. It would make sense that it'd be for cooking, because, you know, they probably have a hard time cooking. First of all, they probably have a hard time getting food. So second of all, they use it for, you know, like using it for water and stuff. They use it for a lot of things that we just wouldn't think of using it for. Because it's just, like, they're natives that have no contact with the outside world. They just think, what the fuck is this shit? How can I use this? So they use it for so many different things. And eventually, you know, like human nature, greed and stuff. People trying to steal it. And I'm going based on a presentation that somebody in one of my classes gave, by the way, a long time ago.
Right.
Like 4 years ago. So, yeah, that's basically it. That was really interesting to me. I don't remember how this applies to what we're talking about at all. But, oh, Africa, that's right. So I just thought that was a really interesting movie. Like, whenever I heard about that, I'm like, really? This is a thing? And it has like two sequels. And, you know, they're cleverly made and cleverly named. Like, The Gods Are Still Crazy. The Gods Will Always Be Crazy. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting concept, is what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, let me think about that.
I can certainly see people, you know, being outraged at it. Like, oh, you guys are messing with them. You made them think that this is, you know, some sort of God-given thing. And look, they're feisty now. Look what you did. That sort of thing.
It's not really that. I mean, it's a movie.
Oh, I thought you said they were, like, real Africans and... For some reason...
They are.
Well, for some reason I thought that it wasn't acting. It's just their genuine reactions.
Oh. Yeah, no, they're real Africans, but, you know, they're actors.
Ah. Did they complain that the Academy Awards are racist for not giving them enough awards?
This is back in the 70s.
And I don't know why that is an actual controversial thing. It's like, well, if black people don't get awards, it's because they're not good enough to receive them. Maybe they'll complain about not enough nominees or something. I don't know.
I guess that's a really controversial topic. A lot of times that's not true. The people actually do deserve the award. So, yeah, I definitely do stand by the Academy a lot. I just think that the style of movies are changing a lot. Like, for example, that this year there was a lot of people that were minorities that were getting a lot of the they were getting a lot of the awards. And people say, hey, that's because that they're just making up for lost time. You know, like they're using affirmative action, basically. But then you got to realize, this is what took me a little bit to realize, a lot of these movies are actually really good. I mean, I didn't like Moonlight at all, but a lot of these movies are really good. Like, for example, Green Book. I don't remember the guy's name, but Maharishi or something like that. That guy, he's also in Moonlight. He was my favorite part of Moonlight, actually. Anyway, what I'm getting at here is that these were good movies. I definitely deserved what they got. So I don't think that the Academy was really being racist or anything. I just think that the style of movies, the topics of the movies are changing rather than anybody getting special treatment. Although one thing, if they do snub Avengers, that will be fucking pissed. Because Avengers deserves to have so many awards. At least the visual effects, at the very least. For sure.
Exactly.
Well, you haven't seen it, bitch.
Well, no, I don't want to.
You don't want to see one of the best movies ever made?
Shawshank Redemption?
No, but seriously, though, Avengers Infinity War... I mean, not Infinity War. Endgame, Avengers Endgame, currently has like 8.9 on IMDb. I can't remember the exact score, but it's somewhere around the 8.9.
Wow, all the 9-ish. Nerds are giving it top ratings.
No, it's because it's a really good movie.
I didn't insinuate that it was because it was a bad movie. I'm just saying the nerds gave it good marks.
Not just nerds. I mean, everyone. Even nobody, well, most people love that movie. Like, it's just the movie to watch. I mean, there was a basketball player that saw it and didn't like it, but he's an exception. It's because he didn't even see the first one or any of them. There's 22 movies in the series, and he didn't watch any of them.
I could just imagine some, like, MMA fighter says, this movie sucks, yo, and people are like, oh, yeah? And he's like, oh, yeah, say that to my face, punk. And they're like, okay, your opinion.
Exactly. Exactly right. Nah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, some
scary.
People get,
yeah.
Some people get pretty violent over opinions. It's like, come on, man. Relax. Lighten up. But some people don't.
I remember
reading. Yeah.
I remember reading about an MMA fighter. And basically, this kid pissed him off on Xbox, so he went to his house to beat him up.
Oh my god, reminds me of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, basically. And it turned out that was his, that, you know, he found out that the person he was talking to was a kid. He didn't know the kid. And he's like, oh man, you know, it's terrible.
Oh man, I called him a kid. He's actually a kid.
Well, not just that. It was that he didn't know he was a kid. He thought this was a grown man that he was threatening to beat up, you know? So, first of all, he feels silly. Second of all, it's probably against the law to threaten a child.
Oh, that means that kids couldn't get away with calling you an asshole. What are you going to do about it? It's just a kid.
Well, anybody can get away with calling you an asshole.
I'm going to beat you up! I'm going to beat you up! Nope, I'm telling the cops.
It's illegal to beat anybody up anyway. You gotta keep it in mind.
You probably get extra punishment because it's a kid.
Or what
about an elderly woman? Come and fight me, sunshine!
You'd probably be murdered in prison.
So you like to beat up little kids over Xbox Live, huh? Me too.
Yeah, it's like that episode of South Park, though, where Butters and his grandma... You know, I think he tries to get her into trouble or something like that. I can't remember exactly. But basically, she's bullying him the whole episode, and finally he's trying to just tell on her the whole time. And then by the end of the episode, I think Butters is the one that gets in trouble. It's amazing. Gets in trouble, like, 5 times during that episode. definitely a new record for him. I don't know if it's a new record, actually.
He got in trouble buses. A lot of times.
The time with Paris Hilton, he got in trouble a lot.
Oh, yeah, I remember that episode. That's funny.
Yeah. That was great. Definitely one of the better ones.
Oh, what about the episode where, how's it go? Cartman is supposedly dead and only buses can see him.
Oh, I love that one. It's definitely one of my favorites. Because of the woo, you know.
Woo, 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 got some apples. Woo, woo, woo.
You got some too? there's something in my front pocket just for you.
So I've got my front pocket for you. Put your hand in my pocket and see what it is.
It's fantastic. But one of my favorite episodes is, I can't remember the name of it. It's, I forget. But it's, you know, it's the one with the song, the not Finger Bang, but the other song where they're like, hey, hey, let's go kick our foo.
Yes, Good Times with Weapons.
That's the name of it, I think. Good Times or something, anyway.
Yes. That's the animal. Protect my balls!
Exactly. I just really love whenever Cartman just gets on stage naked. And see, that is legal. That is very legal. Because that is a loophole in the United States law.
It's all right, I don't know, for a child to get naked?
Yeah, because it's technically probably child pornography, right? Like, if you had an actual child doing that, you couldn't have that.
Here's a little food for thought. When you are underage, you do a naked selfie, but as soon as you turn 18, it's considered possession of child porn, even though it's of you, and you consented to making it.
No, it's child porn either way. If you take a selfie and you send it to somebody, you're distributing child pornography, and a lot of people get in trouble for that.
But what if you don't send it? You just keep it to yourself.
Then you're in possession of child pornography.
Yeah, it's a problem. It's like you're like, I don't know, 17, and you do a naked selfie, and then like your 18 cops go through your phone. Oh, look, child porn. It's like, what? I was 17. I'm 18 now. Going to prison for a long time. Yeah.
Whenever I took my SATs, the teacher told us about that. They're like, yeah, we had to go through this girl's phone to make sure she didn't take any pictures of the SAT test. And whenever we were going through her phone, we found some naked pictures that she was going to send to her boyfriend. And we had to get her parents up here. And a lot of times it's, what's the word? They just shrug it off, you know, like they just look over it. But other times they don't. Like, for example, I remember reading about this case about this boy. He was a high school boy. He was probably, like, 16, and his girlfriend was probably about the same age. And, you know, he got in trouble for having your nudes because it's illegal as shit. So, it's definitely illegal, and I believe the girl got in trouble, too, because it's her own nudes, you know. So it's very circumstantial. Like, it just depends on who's arresting you. Same thing for weed or anything like that. Like, anything that's just technically against the law, but not actually really against the law. You know, it's like, you can get arrested for it, but most people will just be like, you did that. Everybody does that.
I remember back in my days doing naked selfies. I would set up the camera and like 30 minutes of waiting, the flash. Whoosh. It's like, calm down, Grandma.
Yeah, your grandma's a fucking slut.
Yours. The 1920s were a wild time. Your mama made them wilder.
My mother wasn't alive then, bitch.
Probably just your mother then.
What? That doesn't make sense.
My grandma wasn't alive back in the 1920s, but my mama was. Yes. That
makes even less sense. Jeez, am I the only... there's a line by Eminem. It's like, am I the only
one that's fucking normal anymore, something like that. And then Haley says, "Dad." Yeah, Haley Jade Mathers.
Yeah, I think I know that song. Is it the one where it's like, "My dad is crazy"?
Yeah, "My dad's gone crazy." It's a good one.
Yeah, I got that off Kazaa back in the days.
What's that?
You know, Kazaa, it's like LimeWire, peer-to-peer. No, I haven't. Yeah. I got it before I got LimeWire, because I didn't hear of LimeWire back then.
That was just LimeWire. I had Napster for a little bit, but then I was like, what the fuck, this isn't free? Because I got it, like, right after it turned to pay, like, 2 of the years afterwards, I think.
Yeah, because Metallica's like, "We want our money!"
Pretty much, yeah. South Park and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Matt Stone and Trey Parker went to the Academy Awards to accept their awards on LSD?
Maybe. I do know they went one time dressed in drag.
Yeah, well, they went in dresses, but they were also high on LSD.
Cool. I watched a video you showed me one time of a guy going to, like, a dog show high on LSD.
What? I don't remember that at all.
Well, he went to some event high on LSD.
Okay. That's interesting.
You should have went to your graduation high on LSD.
No, I'm good. That would be able to function or anything. I'd be like, "Ah, I don't know what to do. Am I supposed to be nodding right now?" "Yes, okay, yeah, nodding."
Yeah. Shaking hands and nodding. "Okay, you can stop shaking my hand, Darren. Darren, what's wrong with you?" "Darren, stop!
Wait, why are your eyes the size of the eye? Why are your eyes so big?" "It's because I love you." "Why are your eyes so big? Why eyes yours are big?" Be smiling and laughing the whole time, like, you know.
Look how happy he is to graduate. Can't stop smiling the whole time.
Like, can you see that? Like, is that really there? Like, oh my god. That's fantastic. When did you graduate? I don't remember.
What? Graduate high school?
Yeah.
I graduated high school in 2010. That was my final year.
Does your country have the same amount of years as we do?
I don't know. We have 5 years in high school.
That's a long time. How many years do you have in middle school?
Middle school, 2 years. We don't have junior, high, or something. It's just primary, which is your elementary, middle school, and high school. Though sometimes you don't have to go to middle school if your primary school has years 7 and 8, which is our middle school years, 10 to 12 year olds.
Well, the thing is, here it changes a lot. Like, it really depends on where you're at. Like, for example, for my high school.
Where your head at?
Yeah. But I remember that. Well, the thing is, whenever I went to school in a different town, I went to a primary school, I believe, and then I went to another school. This other school was also a primary. No, it was elementary. Basically, I've been to a whole lot of different schools. But the thing is, here where I live currently, where I went to most of my school time, here it is primary followed by intermediate, followed by middle school / junior high. It used to be called the junior high, but now it's a middle school. So it's all in the name. And then I went to high school after middle school, and that's all there was. But in other places, I know that I had a friend. He went to another school, and I haven't talked to him in a long time. It's been since, like, fifth grade. Like, he moved to a different school, and basically it just faded away, really. I don't even know where his number's at anymore. His name was Justin, I remember. And, well, basically, he told me he was already in middle school whenever he went to his new school, which means that his middle school was fifth grade to, I guess, eighth grade, unless their high school started early. So yes. Do you guys have the same amount of years as we do, though? Like, do you go to preschool, maybe? We don't have to go to preschool here, but if you want to, you can. Preschool followed by kindergarten, followed by first grade, followed by second and third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th, 11th, and then the last one is 12th. Do you guys have 12 years plus kindergarten and preschool?
Well, over here we've got kindergarten, 6 years of primary, or 8 years if you don't go to middle school, 2 years of middle school, 5 years of high school. So that's around 13 years total. Because 8 for primary, middle, and 5 for high school.
Yeah, I believe I'd be the same as Austin.
I don't know about preschool. I didn't go to preschool, I don't think. If I do, I don't remember because I was freaking young. But we went to kindergarten. I think our system of kindergarten, when you turn 5 years old, you start primary school. Because I think that's what happened to me.
Yeah, for us, you can start primary school. I mean, not really primary, elementary, primary. You know, whatever year you're in. So you have to start kindergarten, though, depending on when your birthday is. For me, my birthday was late, so everybody else was 4, besides maybe a few others. But I was 4, and then about a month later, I turned 5. And so that's how it was for me in middle school. And so, not middle school, my bad, and preschool. Right. You're going to catch me, son of a bitch. And so, so I was 4, then I turned 5. And then whenever I was in kindergarten, I was 5 for about a month, and then I turned 6. So, if that helps answer your question at all, I hope it does.
I forgot what the question is.
Well, my question was how many years you have in school, so it probably wasn't a question at all.
Right, yeah, 13 years, if you don't count kindergarten, which I don't.
Years in total here, I think that's 12, not including kindergarten or preschool. So you have 13 grades?
Basically, yeah. It goes up to year 13, which would be like our senior, you know. So for more junior, senior, freshman, well.
Did you graduate at 17 or 18?
18 years old. So that would be year 13.
Dude, some people graduated 19 if they don't fail?
If they got held back, yes.
No, like if they just started and they just went, like, can a very smart person graduate at 18 and a half like I did?
Maybe.
Oh. Okay. So I graduated at 18 and a half, but that was only because, as I mentioned, my birthday fell in a really weird time. I'm a Libra.
Me too, darling.
You are? Your birthday's October the 17th, right?
18th. The day after Eminem's birthday.
How? I was just guessing.
Because it's funny, because there was a guy in my classroom whose birthday was literally the day before mine, and he would gloat, yeah, my birthday is Eminem's birthday as well. I'm like, pfft.
That's funny.
Indeed-y-do.
Who wants to be Eminem? Haha, funny. I remember that when we were on Zap, which for our audience is that chat-based website that we were talking about earlier with good old Dave. There was a person that used to say, haha, funny, and it just always stuck with me. It was so stupid. I'm like, why are you saying ha-ha and funny at the same time? Like, why wouldn't you say just ha-ha, and that insinuates the comedic value of the statement?
Well, maybe since they say it together, it might sound sarcastic. Ha-ha, funny.
That's so stupid. What a fucking idiot. Not you, but that person.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm sure that probably concludes this episode because we're probably roughly about an hour and a half.
Okay, we're an hour and 31 minutes as of saying this.
Oh, really? I was just guessing.
Yep.
It's fantastic. So every episode, have you noticed that every episode has gotten longer and longer and longer, and we're roughly staying about an hour and a half now? So I guess we could just make our average about an hour and a half. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some that are going really well go on for an hour and a half to 2 hours. Probably not more than 2 hours, unless like some sort of special thing, like Capri's on here. I don't know.
Everything goes longer with him.
Pretty much, because he's always like, Alaska?
What are you talking about, man?
That's funny, but yeah, so let's go ahead and call this a podcast, and this is what a podcast is, and I hope you guys, well, I don't know if you can subscribe, really. Yes, you could, to the YouTube.
Yeah. Subscribe to the YouTube one. Don't forget to stay tuned to the anchor.fm and every other platform we're on. We're on like 7 platforms or so.
Yeah. And don't forget to donate to us because, I mean, you know, it's always really good for us to use advertisements, but you guys don't want advertisements. We don't want advertisements. Nobody wants advertisements. We know that that steers people away from us.
I want advertisements.
Shut up, Bad Albert.
Hey.
Yeah, so if you guys don't want advertisements, I would say probably once we hit maybe like probably like $100 a month or something like that, then we will turn off advertisements. Once we hit a certain amount.
Yeah, yeah. Earth to Donald Trump, donate to us.
Yeah, if we hit a certain amount, we won't even need advertisements. So if you guys were to donate to us, you guys wouldn't be bothered by me saying, hey guys, you know, talking about stupid Anchor. Like, I mean, I love Anchor and all, but like, let's be honest here. Nobody wants to hear me say that 15 times because we don't have any other sponsors.
So yeah,
give like, us Anchor. Remember, yeah. Guys, ANCHOR.FM/ Kiwi and Picasso Show. I never remember my name because I never call myself by Picasso.
Yeah, get into the habit.
Like, hi, I'm Picasso. I'm Picasso. Picasso. But anyway, guys, so remember to donate to us. We would appreciate that a lot. And we hope that you guys enjoyed this episode of the Kiwi and Picasso Show. And we will catch you guys next time in our next episode, which will appear next time in our next episode due date, which is whenever the fuck we want.
Same fat time, same fat channel.
Yeah, so probably tomorrow.
Probably. One thing I've noticed is my MP3 Skype recorder says I've got 21 hours in the last 30 days, and I've only got 30 hours of recording in 30 consecutive days, so hopefully it is not a problem. Oh, I might have to use Audacity or something to do this.
Wait, I don't understand. You can't record more than 30 hours?
Yeah, because I had to get the new updated version of this program, and now it's got a limit, which is why I try not to update my programs, because they do shit like this.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you might have to use Audacity. I mean, I have a program, too, so, I mean, just, if you don't have Windows 10, though, so.
I don't have 10 windows. Well, guys, I'm not Richie Rich. My house isn't that big.
Right, my penis is pretty big. So, you guys, if there is not a new episode anytime soon, that is the reason for it. And we will definitely be making more of these. And we hope that you guys love this, because we love making them, or I do anyway. I do as well.
Apart from when Picasso here wants to start recording and I'm busy. It's like, come on, let's do the show. And I'm like, God damn it, I'm busy.
Well, if we set up a recording time, like a schedule, then we both know that wouldn't work out very well. Like, we'd always have stuff come up and we'd be like, oh, yeah, we're recording. They'd be like, recording what? And we'd have to give out our identities, you know?
And our identities are everything to us, which is why we always reveal them every episode.
Exactly. That's life, man. Because you say some very bad stuff here, like talking about your mama being fucking ugly. I mean, it's true, but somebody had to say it. Yeah.
Nope. We're both talking about how repulsive your mother is, and when she finds out, she's like, if I find out who that Picasso guy is, I'm giving what for? And you're like, oh.
Yeah, mama's always like, yeah, whenever I find him, whoever the Picasso guy is, I'm going to bang him. I'd be like, oh.
Nope.
It's true. But anyway, we should really cut off this episode because it's been very, very long. Like an hour 40 by now, probably.
It's almost an hour 45 minutes right now.
An hour 45, that's insane.
Yes.
Not really insane. That's about the average Joe Rogan podcast. But let's not compare ourselves to a man that's making his living off this.
We can compare ourselves to him when we do better than him. Which hopefully will be soon.
I mean, I hope so, but we always have to depend on our fellow fans, you know?
Yep, all six of them.
That six will eventually turn into 6,000.
Then 6 million. 6 million? Oh, vey!
It's supposed to be Milhouse.
No, it's meant to be Aldous Huxley, the Jew.
Who? Aldous Huxley?
Yes, my son!
I mean, that was a pretty good impression of a Jew, but I don't know who that is.
I was impersonating your grandfather.
No, you were. Oh, it was from Rugrats. That's what it was.
Yeah, Tommy's grandfather.
Yeah, like, or from King of the Hill, you know, the boyfriend of Hank's mom.
Oh, yeah. I remember that episode.
I like it, I do.
Hank's mom has got it going on.
Does she, though? I'm pretty sure that they were talking about your mama.
Yours. They were inspired to write that episode when they walked in on your mama having sex and they went blind.
That's not true. That was actually about your mother.
Nope.
And then they took your father to see a preacher because, you know, he was a cuck.
I walked in on your mother having sex and I went blind, but I joined in despite being blind.
Gross. Why would you brag about something like that? That's terrible.
Banged your mother while blind. Ooh, man, that's I do things hardcore style. Even without sight, I know what I'm doing. Go shopping, you hit the charge. That's right.
Well, the fans are going to hate me, but I got to push for a third time to end this fucking podcast.
What are you, pregnant? You got to push some more.
Oh my god, that's so cool. On Fortnite, they have a Floor's Lava limited time only mode. That's cool. Dangerous lava rises gradually from the lowest parts of the map. Quickly loot, gather materials, and then start building up to stay away from the lava.
Ooh. Oh, that actually does sound cool.
Yes, it does. It's like whenever we're kids, you know, we're all like, the floor is lava, you know.
Inspired by all these video game challenge videos, I'm going to see if I can get from my bedroom to your mama's bedroom without touching the floor.
That's funny.
That's funny.
And she spreads her legs. Here's your prize!
Nope, that's not what happens at all. Actually, that's actually what your mother does. I don't know.
Yours. And loosely inspired by a true story, because your mum is very loose.
Well, that's not true at all. That's actually what they say about your mother.
Yours. Okay, like. These podcast episodes are getting longer and longer because our goodbyes get longer and longer.
Not mine. I've been saying, like, turn the fucking podcast off for the past 15 minutes.
Yeah, and I've been trying to do it, but you keep saying your mama. And I have no choice but to respond with yours.
Well, the thing is, though, it's actually true. It's actually yours.
No, it's actually yours. All six of our fans will say yours.
Oh my god, this is so cool. The map is actually like the lava circles the map.
And
the whole map is like a big circle, and it's spreading slowly, 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 slowly. Ooh, and there's even lava in the middle.
Your mama's spreading slowly.
It's not true. It's actually yours.
Yours. Okay, so that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this is cool.
Goodbye. Good night. Spreading your mama tight.
Now let's talk a little bit afterwards.
I don't want to talk afterwards. I'm out of here. I got to work on getting dinner ready.
I have to persuade you to download Fortnite.
You're going to have to persuade me very seductively. Because I ain't doing it.
Download it now.
No.
Alright, go ahead and go cook.
Alright, well, here's the thing though. If we get enough donations, I will download, install Fortnite, and play with you. So there's your incentive, guys. You want to see a duo Fortnite podcast episode or episodes, plural, get to donating.
Well, that wouldn't be recorded, of course, because podcast doesn't have video.
Yeah, but we can get really distracted. Like, he's shooting at me. What was our topic?
It'd be a pretty good bonus. Yeah, it'd be a pretty good bonus, though. We'd throw that onto the YouTube. We put that on YouTube, and then, well, of course, it does have to be the footage. It wouldn't be us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty bothersome, though. Because my computer's pretty slow. I mean, playing Fortnite as itself is hard, but recording as well. Sheesh.
Oh, you're right. That'd be funny.
Yeah, really funny. I'm lagging. It's like, but Kiwi, why are you so bad at the game? It's because I'm lagging.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I'd be like, you suck at this game. Oh my god.
Yeah, we're playing duos, but it's actually more like 1v2 because you suck.
Yeah, I think I've said that before.
Yeah, and that really encouraged me to keep playing the game.
Well, better.
Well, it didn't. It made me run away from my computer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Alright, so there you go, folks. There's your incentive. Donate, you'll get a bonus episode of Fortnite Fun.
That's right, fans. And you guys will also get a shout-out from me. If you guys ever donate to me, I will give you guys a shout-out. Just legit, like, donate 50 cents. I'd be like, thank you for the 50 cents.
Yeah, that's cool. We can do shout-out names. Like, thanks for the dollar, Adolf. What kind of name is Adolf? Mussolini,
Like, this person's Adolf? What kind of a species is Adolf?
Species.
I mean, they're Adolf, you know? What the fuck's Adolf?
I know, right?
Well, anyway... That's it for this podcast, as I said 20 minutes ago.
It has been actually like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
So anyway, you guys, it's been fun.
It's been fun.
It has been fun, but we got to end this shit right now. And remember to subscribe, donate to us, and all that stuff, you know. And remember, we don't want these ads the same as you guys, so just give money to us and we'll just call it even, okay?
Yeah. And also, companies out there, you want to do some sponsorships, we're open to offers.
You're damn right we are.
Yeah, throw some groin and we'll show you some groin.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so catch you guys on the flip.
Catch you guys, on the hair flip. See you guys later. And now for our outro music.